So, good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live sometime in February 5th, 2016. So, a couple of announcements. Well, one big announcement. I'd say there is a fundraising campaign up, which is, well, I can't talk too much about it. I can't get involved with fundraising except to say that, that if we have the support, we'll keep doing this. If we don't have the support, well, I might have to head back to Stony Creek or Thailand, or maybe I'll just go back to Sri Lanka, live in a cave somewhere. That was the other announcement. Was I got some visitors, aliens, foreigners. That's Patrick. And that's Thomas. They're in meditation, that's why they look so somber. This meditation makes you suffer. Don't they look like they're suffering? Meditation's a very terrible thing. Brings out the worst in people. It actually does, you know? It really brings out the worst in people. Brings it out and throws it out and gets rid of it. Apropos of the quote tonight, or the quote is apropos, I don't know how that works. Tonight's quote is, it's a nice Pali quote, it's very quotable. This is something you could quote the Buddha as saying. Where is it? Let's find the Pali. Citta sangire sa bhikkhave satta sangili santi. Citta vodana citta vodana satta visujjanti. When the mind is defiled, beings are defiled. Beings will be defiled. Are defiled. Citta vodana, when the mind is cleansed, satta visujjanti, beings are purified. Purification is in the mind. So it may seem kind of trite or obvious to a Buddhist, but there's a couple of important implications to this verse. And the first is sort of a attack on the concepts of purity in other religions. In the time of the Buddha, they would, well, even today, they bathe in the river, in the Ganga River in India, thinking that it's going to purify them. That's the idea of purification in Hinduism. No, it's one idea, not the idea, but a lot of people think that. So they take treks up to the mountains, to the source of the Ganga Nadi, the River Ganges, as it's, the Brits called it. Thinking that it would purify them. It was like that. It was that way in the Buddha's time. It's even today. There's this idea that it purifies. In other religions, in many religions, there's the idea that purification comes from God. Purification comes through prayer. Purification comes through ritual. the idea that there are certain acts you have to perform to become purified. Some religions are about purification of water, purification of smoke, and many different kind of ways of purification. Some religions or religious movements believe through torturing yourself that's what leads to purity. All these different ideas, but no, so this is a big thing that the Buddha was addressing, was no, it's the mind. The mind is what purifies beings. So that's the obvious one, that's what we often hear talked about, but I think a more important implication of this, what it's saying, is that the being, is dependent on the mind, not the other way around. The mind doesn't come from the being comes from the mind. Mark that well, that's important. So, ordinary thinking is who you are determines your mind state. An angry person gets angry. Why? Because they're an angry person. It's sloppy thinking, but we fall into it quite easily. I'm an alcoholic. I'm an addict. I don't agree with it, really. Just off the top of my head, it sounds wrong. I know Alcoholics Anonymous is big in this identifying yourself as an alcoholic. Kind of understand the rationale behind it, but there's something there that's a little bit, I don't know, I don't want to go attacking what appears to be a really good addiction counseling service, but I'm not convinced that it's entirely perfect. I mean, hey, I bet meditation would be a really good addiction service. Can't say that. I don't know off the top of my head of any alcoholics who came and gave it up through meditation. I do remember one guy, after he finished his course, wearing white clothes in Thailand, went down into the village and ordered 3 beers. I mean, it seems kind of, so what, but, well, he just finished an entire meditation course and he was still wearing his white clothes. And so there I am up on the mountain in the meditation center, and someone comes to me and says, one of your meditators snuck out to go get drunk. And he was still staying with us, is the thing. He had given up 8 precepts, so he was on 5 precepts, and he didn't understand that 5 precepts is, I mean, the point being you're staying with us, and oh boy, did I tear into it. And you know what his response was, what his defense was? Well, I ordered 6 beers, but I only drank 3 of them. He really thought that was that, and he didn't realize that not drinking alcohol was part of the 5 precepts, which is probably my fault. Shows lack of instruction. Anyway, yeah, I'm hoping that that's not a. I mean, it's kind of shameful to know that someone who finishes our course is still going to go out and drink. Shouldn't happen like that. But I would defend, the defense would be some people slip through the cracks. But I would argue that it's probably a pretty, why wouldn't it be? But anyway, I'm totally off track there. Apologize. The point I was trying to make was that our state of being, who we are, quote unquote, is based simply and solely on the habits that we form, not on some predetermined genetic, etc., etc., state of being. It's all habitual. It's all habits. It's artifices, artificial. So if you say you're an angry person, what that means is you've developed over time a habit to get angry. If you're an addicted person, well, you've cultivated addiction, and by that very nature, by that very fact, the habits can be unlearned. You can head in the other direction. You could argue it gets more and more difficult the more you get addicted, or more deeply ingrained the habit becomes, and I'd agree with that for sure. It doesn't mean it's who you are. The mind comes first. The mind precedes all things. It's just a matter of what you're working for. So, if you want to talk about why we are the way we are, we start with the mind. We start with the habits that we cultivate. And so, meditation is just another habit. We're cultivating a wholesome habit, a habit of objectivity, a habit of mental clarity. That's how you should look at it. It's not magic. It's not like you can count up how many hours you've done and somehow have that mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. All that means anything is how often, how frequently, and how clearly you're able to set your mind. So every moment that your mind is clear, you're cultivating that habit of clarity. Every moment you're objective, you're cultivating objectivity. Every moment you're in reality, you're cultivating an awareness of reality. And that's habitual. It, over time, begins to erode other habits, begins to take their place. And the power of it leads to understanding. You start to see things clearer. And that understanding works to erode, to weaken bad habits that are based on misunderstanding. Because when you understand that something's wrong when you used to think it was right, well, that changes everything. Many habits don't arise. When a person becomes a sotapanna, there are certain habits that just get cut off from wisdom. But until that point, we're building habits. We're building up purity of mind to the extent that we can let go. So the extent that we can slip through the cracks, you know. So not clinging on to everything, you know, let go and out to nibbana. Because once you've seen nirvana, game changer. At that point, habits disappear. Residue of them, physical residue and so on, chemicals in the brain that are associated with anger or addiction will still be there, but the mental aspect isn't there. So that's the second point is just that the being isn't the one that holds our defilements or our problems. It's the mind, and they're just mind states. All problems, depression, anxiety, can all be distilled down to mind states. Even schizophrenia, bipolar, all these things can be, in the end, separated out into physical states and mental states that arise and cease. Often incessantly, but so people would argue that's not a habit. The only way you can say it's not a habit is if you follow sort of modern thinking that life starts at conception, that birth creates mind, not mind creates birth. So Buddhism doesn't think that. Buddhism claims that mind creates birth, not the other way around. And so something like, as I was thinking, just think I was just talking about last night, the mind creates schizophrenia. It's a habit. It's based on some bad habits somehow. So that's all. A little bit of I wanted to get Robin on here, so she's on here now. Let's see if I can patch you into the audio. Okay, Robin, are you there?
I'm here, Sotibante.
Hi. Okay. So, you are now on. Are you responsible for this new campaign, this new thing on you caring?
Yes. Oh, I started working on the new campaign, but I didn't even release it yet.
Oh, oops. Well, I just released it for you.
Oh,
It
okay.
said it's live. I just got an email saying it's live.
Oh, that's
I
right.
guess that's why I wasn't informed about it, because it's still in the works. Well,
It
scratch
still
that.
works.
Sorry.
It has no pictures on it or anything
No,
yet.
it doesn't have any pictures. I was gonna
It
say, hey,
doesn't
I
have any pictures,
better
and the
suggest them to put some pictures on it.
it was re I'm sorry, it was really just in progress, completely in progress.
Well, 218 people have seen it on Facebook. One person's already shared it, so it's going viral.
Okay. Well, we'll get some pictures up.
Maybe release it.
Well, I can talk about it anyway. I mean,
Yeah, go
it's,
ahead. That's
sure.
I was hoping.
sorry, I was just really unprepared for this. The monastery has been up and running for 6 months now, and I mean, things are really going well. There's a lot of meditators coming. The meditator schedule is booked for a couple of months out in advance. It's great. There's a lot of things going on. And we're looking to gauge support for whether this monastery is able to continue on well past when our lease ends, which is in August. So we're just looking to gauge support for that. Hopefully, people are interested in supporting the monastery and the meditation center well beyond what we already have the funds for, which is actually, this was another thing I needed to check on, but it's somewhere between June and August. So just looking to gauge support beyond that.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Bhante.
And with that, I think we'll end for the night. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a good night.
Thank you, Bhante. Oops, it really wasn't quite ready yet.